Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back. I'm Shua Allegra, founder of Grace and Hope Consulting, where we empower people to achieve mental and emotional wellness, reach their full potential, and live fulfilling lives. Everything we do here, you probably heard me say this before, evolves around resilience. And so I am inviting new friends to the table to kind of have this conversation, learn more about who they are, what they do, you know, how they've built resilience. And so we can learn from their journey and glean that wisdom to apply it in our own lives as well. So today I have John Baker with me. Hi, John, welcome.
Hey, brilliant to be here. Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So let's just get it started here. Do you mind just sharing who you are, what you do?
Sure. So John Baker, I'm based in the UK, on the south coast of the UK. And there's a simple reason for that. When I'm not working, I spend as much time as I can underneath the water, underneath the English Channel, which is just outside my front door, which I find is how I go and relax. By being 40 metres under the sea, playing whatever wildlife is there. That's my meditation time. So, but above the water, and when I have to do some work, I work with leaders and I help them to understand introversion, because I am an introvert myself, and I've seen many introverts struggle with resilience, and we'll come back to that, of course, in a couple of minutes. But what I've seen is that many of the issues, particularly in businesses, are because leaders don't understand what introversion is, and therefore they act in a certain way, which causes issues for some people in the team, so that those people are not as productive as they could be, they don't communicate as effectively as they might, and probably most relevant to this discussion, their resilience is going to be lower. Because to me, resilience is about, the way I look at it, and I'd love to know your definition, by the way, but the way I look at it is to say it's the ability to bounce back, or perhaps avoid some of the down moments that we all have, I guess, from time to time. But just imagine for a second, if you're in a workplace where you always feel excluded, where you always feel as if people, particularly, of course, in meetings, talk over you, don't want to hear what you say, you're going to be pushed down more and more. And so I think that's why many of the introverts I've spoken to, because I've interviewed many in organizations, and the resilience, they struggle with it, and they deal with it in a different way. But I think it's a great conversation to be linking to. So that's what I'm hoping to do in the next 10 minutes or so. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for being here. Thanks for what you do. And we don't talk enough about that, for sure. You know, and I know, as I do, you know, work with leaders and corporations around, you know, around inclusion and kind of going beyond inclusion, that, you know, diversity is already there. Inclusion, we work on it. But what actually is more effective is a sense of belonging. And that's what you're talking about. If I feel excluded in every meeting, if I don't have a voice, I don't feel like I belong. And if I don't feel like I belong, I feel less than. If I feel like less than I'm pressed down, suppressed. And then people either leave, or they're there, but they're muted, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And I think that's, well, I know that that's such an issue for so many organizations. I mean, a survey I did of 450 people, and 40% of them said that they are not as productive as they know they should be or could be. Right. And you go, nearly half the workforce, quietly to me, they might not say it to their boss, of course, are saying they're not as productive as they should be. And then we go around and talk about inclusion and diversity, really important. But sometimes I think we forget what we're really trying to do, and that's make everybody belong.
Yes. And so for our audience here, because people think about, you know, introverts in different ways, right? And, you know, you being one working with, you know, with many supporting leaders and corporations, you know, include, you know, introverts. How do you define that?
Okay, that's a great question. I think the classic answer, if you like, is that it's about what I call people energy. Some people in the world love being around in a throng of people, and they are energized by being in that group of people. And if they're kept on their own, they struggle with their energy levels. They're extroverts. Introverts are the other way around. Put them in that group of people, and You're probably not old enough to remember the old Nokia 3310 mobile phone. It was one of the early mobile phones. And it used to have a battery, and you turn it on, it goes, and you could almost watch this battery disappear as soon as you spoke to it. Put an introvert in a group of people, and it can be just like that. It's the people energy, you just dissipate. That's my spin on the classic thing. But I think there's one other thing that I've discovered when interviewing people, and that's what I call internal processing or external processing. So what do I mean by that? A typical extrovert, you ask them a question, words fly out of their mouth because they're processing your question externally. It's how they make sense of the world. Whereas an introvert practices to ask the question, thinking goes on, and then they're trying to come up with the most structured, the most accurate answer they can, and then they'll speak their answer, and that's processing internally. So those two, I find, are certainly from an organisational point of view, the most important ones to consider, because they have implications for how you run meetings, how you manage people, the discussions, and it leads to all of that exclusion that we were talking about just now. So that's how I talk about introversion, the energy and the processing, or the way you think.
And I love how you make that distinction, because I, in my, you know, conversation with people and working with people, often people only lean on the energy part. I think we miss the processing. And often I hear about the processing when I'm working with people who are neurodiverse, you know, and then they acknowledge the processing, and there's no, the manager, the leaders in the office are complaining about the processing. It's like, well, we need it now, and they're taking forever to get it to us. And I'm like, if you give them the time, they produce the best work ever, because it's efficient. You're not having to go 20 million times, you know, editing and reviewing things, because they're taking the time to do the work ahead of, you know, like I say, internally per se, but then what they produce is great. You know, it's good work.
And it's not about one being wrong and one being right.
No, we're just different.
And they're both incredibly powerful, and we need to unlock them. But I touch on the resilience thing again, because I know if I'm asked a question in a meeting, and I've studied this stuff, I've worked with introverts, I've worked with leaders, and yet I know if I'm asked that question, I'm like, I can't. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? You're draining a battery pack, like that, which you don't want to be draining. And you drain that battery too far down, and that's where the resilience thing is kicking in, or the difficulties. We need to keep our batteries up here if we're going to deal with life's shocks and bounce back from things. Mm-hmm. The more you drain my battery by asking me things and expecting there and then, you're not going to get my best performance. And I know how it affects me, and I've watched other people be affected. And yet, you know, it's so simple to avoid. As you just said, giving people a bit of time is one of the biggest things we can give people. Whether that's, you know, the absolute classic, we all heard this at junior school, which was, if you get, not literally, but if you're going to run a meeting, send out the agenda in advance. If you've got questions, get them to people in advance so that they can consider the answers.
Right. Well, people get
prepared. Now, that doesn't hurt for anybody to do that. All right, some people might like to wing it and take it on the meeting and, yeah, I'm not going to. They might typically be extroverts, but getting those answers out in advance doesn't even take the meeting organizer any longer, because I've got to do it at some point. But doing a week before means you get so much richer an answer from the introverts, and you're working on everybody's ability to bounce back from questions. You're not draining that battery pack.
Definitely. I so agree. So I agree with that. And so let's then kind of maybe not switch gears, but lean a little more towards, you know, the person who identify as introvert. We talked a little about how people can, you know, provide support and, you know, be more accepting and inclusive and, I know, cultivating that sense of belonging. But now for a person who's listening, a person who might be, you know, listening or watching this later, it's like, well, I'm that introvert who feels, you know, put down, suppressed, and kind of pretty much cast away at work, you know, invisible in some ways. You know, what are maybe some tips, some strategies, you know, that could help them to build resilience in those moments?
To introvert, and I sit there and I've got a four-letter word that is really powerful, and it's called stop. And each of the letters stands for something, but first of all, stop. Stop worrying about it, because it's the very act of worrying about it that is starting to cause the problem. Thinking that you're not up to the job, thinking that because everybody else is doing this so much better is what causes the problem. So first of all, the S of stop stands for strengths. Be properly aware of what your strengths are. And these might not come across immediately because you're so used to being put on the spot and all these other extroverted people say, ah, yeah, and they come out with these great eager answers. But be aware of your strengths and then start to think about how you can use those. Because it's very common that people that struggle with resilience are not thinking about their strengths.
Yeah.
The T, particularly for introverts, is about time. And how can you arrange time? So, simple example, if I know, that if I go to a conference, it's a great organisation I belong to, once a year we have a three-day conference, surrounded by 300 or 400 other extroverted people, I'm like, Now I know that my energy levels will go right down. So if I'm going to do that, think about time, what can I do? For the 2 days after that conference, I'll make sure I have time where I don't meet people. If I know I'm in a busy meeting, arrange time so that after it, if possible, you can do that. So always think about where you can create your recovery time as an introvert. It will help. The O for stop is for orientate, which is a posh way of saying, let other people know. Because so many introverts I see kind of like pretend to be extroverts, or they hide it and they
It's more draining.
Exactly. It's a great thing. There's many strengths of it. So if we start to talk about our being introverted to other people, they don't think, oh, he's being quiet, there's something wrong with him. She's thinking the back of the room, there's something wrong. They just go, well, they're introverts, and this is how we work with them. So orientate around other people. And the final one, which often sounds weird, but I've seen it work for many, many introverts. If you're going to be in a group of people, perhaps it's a big meeting, perhaps many business owners, for example, go to networking meetings, or you go to a conference, or anything like that, P stands for position. Get a position, get a role, help in some way with the organisation. Now, this sounds a bit weird, so bear with me. But because I've got a role, I've got permission to walk up to people, say, hi, how are you doing? Can I help you with this, or can I help you with that? I've got permission to go and talk to them without me having to think, I can't because I'm an introvert. Now, I don't know why, but I have seen hundreds of introverts really use that to their benefit. And the other thing that having that role allows you to do, and this is even introverts that are listening to this will go, oh yeah, it allows you to get into the conversation. Hi, yeah, I'm one of the organisers. I just need you to do this. Most importantly, it allows you to get out of the conversation really easily. You can just go, anyway, thank you so much for your time. I've got to go and... Fantastic. So now I can get in and out of conversations whenever I can. And because I have a position, that battery, my energy, isn't being taken away as much. So that... Stop. I've seen it happen and work so well for many, many introverts and help them with, stay more resilient.
Yeah, I love that stop acronym. I mean, after my own heart, I love acronym because it helps me remember things, but also becomes like a framework, if you want, that I can apply in different situations, So stop, and what was the T again?
Time,
yeah.
So strength.
Time,
orient, position.
Awesome. And I like this story of strength. Everything you said so far, are very strength-based. And you're right, like you said, like when it comes to resilience, people don't think about their strength. It's often, oh, here's the crisis, here's the adversity, I'm crumbling. We forget that we have strengths that we probably use in other situations, other, challenges that we can bring into the current one, right? And if you start from the strength base, and in anything, that helps you be resilient already. And I love the planning also, as you're talking about kind of, planning ahead, in a sense where if I'm going to do something that's going to drain my energy, how can I fill my tank before I have to go? I take the day or two without, you know, you know, doing less of the social activities per se, and even afterwards, you know, putting that recovery time. It goes a long way.
But even, and I often joke about this, and I hope the humor comes across the channel, but even in the middle of the conference, do you know most conference centers are built with special rooms that introverts can go in to recover their energy? And they even have a small room, and it's got little walls around you, and there's a door that you can lock and keep people out of it, and they have a special seat with a hole in the middle. And okay. I think we're there. But you know what? Sometimes just going and sitting somewhere in the toilet cubicle for 5 minutes, nobody's going to interrupt you. And that in itself can just bring your energy back enough for the next couple of hours.
Yeah. And I'm laughing because I tell my clients this all the time. So nobody will question when you go to the bathroom. And not just for introvert, but I think people struggle with anxiety in the middle of a meeting. You know, and I have clients sometimes who might have had a brain injuries, like they'll ask questions like, oh my goodness, it's not coming to me. Like, whether it's the speech part, whether it's, you know, the memory that they're not even active in the moment. I say, you can always ask for a break. It's like, well, it's kind of rude to kind of ask to leave in the middle of a meeting. I say, no, if you're going to the bathroom, nobody will question what you're doing in the bathroom. You can go there and sit and take your deep breath, sit there and, you know, compose your thought, get your thoughts together, sit there and review your notes on your phone. Nobody will question what you're doing in that bathroom cubicle. You know, at the end of the day, it's about taking care of yourself, because if you share with people what your needs are, not always be, you know, for and front and center in their mind per se. They might not, you know, they might try, but not always accommodate in the way that you need it. At the end of the day, it's your responsibility to take care of yourself. And if that means going to the bathroom, go do what you got to do.
And I was going to answer that, because however much, I mean, some people really, really want to help others, and really, that's what they're driving value for. And I find it myself, to be honest. And because of that, it's really easy to say, oh, I've got to keep going, I've got to help these other people. But however much you want to help others, at some point in business or even in private life, you're interacting, you are helping others. If you don't help yourself first, you cannot help others. It's just not possible. You've got to do exactly as you just said there, which is to help yourself. Make sure that you have the strength to be able to do what you're going to do. One of the things I do, I work on a boat, drive a boat for divers. Why wouldn't I? But I was recently doing another first aid course, because we have to do it regularly. But one of the first things anybody has ever talked about first aid is, before you even go to the person that might have collapsed, might have drowned, might be something horrendous, make sure it's safe to do so and look after yourself first. However bad the emergency, you have to look after yourself. And yet, mentally, when we think about our mental energy, we don't think about that.
So important. Wow. Thank you. This is a rich conversation. And so because of time, you know, kind of wanting to bring this to a close, but I want people to know where to find out more about you, how to connect with you, so they can either continue the conversation, get your support, you know, for leaders, that, you know, also how they can support people, you know, in the workplace that, you know, who might identify as introverted.
Okay. So thank you for that, first of all. Two places I'm going to suggest. One is my website, which is introvertsinbusiness.co.uk. So there's a load of resources for leaders, and there's also resources for introverts on there. So either way, if you're interested in introversion, introvertsinbusiness.co.uk. And the other one, if I can keep going for 1 second longer, is I run a weekly podcast called Activate Your Introvert. That's on all the podcast channels, or you can go to the website for it, which is activateyourintrovert.co.uk. So again, come and join the podcast. And if you know people that would love to be interviewed on there, I'd love to talk to them as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We'll be sure to share those links for everyone listening, whether you're introvert, extrovert. It was helpful for all of us, you know, gain tips to build resilience as introvert, but also for supporting others who might be introverts. Thank you, John. Thanks for all that you do.
Lovely to catch up.
All right. For everyone else, be well.